This is a special edition of Trot Radio, the Hall of Fame series. I'm Norm Borg, and today we look at a horse who came from virtually nowhere to become truly the people's champ. He went by many names, but mostly this one.
The Gray Gladiator slays him.
The gray horse has done it again. The Gray Gladiator.
Admirals Express. You couldn't miss him on the track. The gray color, the big, overpowering stride, and the sheer will to win all endeared this previously unknown Michigan bred to an entire nation. And no one knew that better than regular driver Paul McDonnell.
He was sheer guts. He really was. You know, every week in, week out, he came to play. I mean, I've always said that about him. It didn't matter. He was, when you put his nose on the gate, he was there to race, and he never took a week off. Just an honest, grinding, you know, he fits that mold of the Iron Horse.
McDonnell admits that, yes, while the two got along, it was more a matter of not pulling rank on the old Admiral.
He was a different character. He was a bit of a bull, just getting onto the track and getting to the track. He liked his own way, and I think he liked his own way during the race as well. He just kind of wanted to do it his way, and he didn't care who he took on, and I think his attitude spoke for itself.
Admiral's Express was your typical lunch bucket horse. He loved to work, and while others may have been more fleet and fancier looking, no other horse of his day managed to captivate a nation the way he did, and like he did when he broke the Woodbine track record.
Admiral's Express battling back on the inside with Arch Chip.
And once again, he was collared, you know, top of the lane, and looked like maybe two or three horses were going to get to him, and he just kept digging, and that was the thing about him. Once you got to know how he was, you could keep working on him, and, you know, there was always a little more to give from him.
Admiral's Express, the Gray Gladiator slays him with a supremely brave effort again. Track record for the Gray Gladiator 2, 148-2. What a wonderful moment for Admiral's Express.
Admiral's Express was not only a star on the Woodbine circuit, but everywhere he went in Canada, he was a goodwill ambassador for harness racing.
En arrivant dans le droit, Admiral's Express est en tête, he has the lead. Mais à l'extérieur, outside, now challenging for the lead, maintenant menaçant. That is Zuzuka, troisième, third, on the far outside. À l'extérieur, tout à fait. That is Valero Tashi, plus loin encore. That is Thornbridge Galaxy. Admiral's Express, the gray horse has done it again. The gray gladiator, the gladiator gris.
That victory at Montreal in the Rendezvous des Champions added to his legend, but when you consider the $75,000 purse, it makes his $2.1 million in lifetime earnings seem even more incredible. No wonder he was, among other things, an O'Brien winner, an open pace winner on many occasions, but for most of us, Admiral's Express was a winner for the people who love this game, and for that, we will always salute the Admiral. For Trot Radio Hall of Fame Series, I'm Norm Borg.